Now, China and Russia say they will appropriately deal with the latest controversial hydrogen bomb test by North Korea, which has declared it as a perfect success. Now, Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have agreed to stick to the goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The two leaders said that they would keep a close eye on Pyongyang's activities from now on. In the U.S., the Treasury Department is preparing more sanctions. The package of economic measures will be submitted to President Donald Trump for approval. Trump had earlier warned that appeasement will not work after Pyongyang tested a missile-ready hydrogen bomb. The test sparked a chorus of condemnation. The International Atomic Energy Agency has called Pyongyang's recent move a matter of grave concern.
Today's nuclear test by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is an extremely regrettable act. This new test, which follows on the two tests last year and is the sixth since 2006, is in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community. The agency continues to closely follow developments in the DPRK's nuclear program, which is a matter of grave concern.
Well, Mano urged the DPRK to fully implement all relevant UN Security Council resolutions. He, however, noted that the agency is ready to contribute to a peaceful settlement of the issue. The executive secretary of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization has also reacted to the developments. Lassina Zerba warned that North's weapons program has reached a serious and different level than what was seen before. Joining us via Skype is William Jones. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he joins us from Leesburg. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, a lot of condemnation of this test by North Korea. However, as one of our earlier guests has pointed out, nobody's asking what has pushed North Korea to this point.
Well, it's a question. Interesting timing of this thing coming on the beginning of the BRICS conference in China. Maybe also was a signal to the Chinese from the North Korean leader. At any rate, it has provoked a tremendous reaction from all parties. The Russian and Chinese leaders, who were both in attendance at Xiamen, have obviously had discussions on the issue. How they want to move forward is still not clear, although they're very much inclined on trying to maintain a diplomatic path to resolving this problem. How the U.S. will react to this is hard to say. President Trump, coming out of his church service today, was asked whether he would attack North Korea, and he just kind of indicated that we'll see. So it's a difficult situation. There obviously is no military solution to this. It's doubtful the United States would take military action unless there was a direct threat to U.S. territory. But it's created a situation which something more must be done. It's hard to say that sanctions are going to have any success. Sanctions have been placed again and again on the DPRK, but they have obviously succeeded in moving forward on their program. Maybe it's time also to try sanctions. Or to try a carrot with a stick, in which the United States would show a willingness to move in the direction of discussions with the DPRK.
Right, Mr. Jones, let me just jump in there. We're quickly running out of time. When we talk about the United States' role within the situation in the Korean Peninsula, there are some who argue that removing the U.S. from the equation and then having discussions and diplomatic overtures without any preconditions might just be a better way forward.
Well, the question is, the United States, I don't think, would ever withdraw from the situation to the extent that they felt that there was a threat to what happened in the States, South Korea, and Japan. So I think that is not an option. However, there have been issues put forward where the United States could come to an agreement of some type of temporary withdrawal or drawdown to try and get some kind of a reciprocal action on the part of the DPRK. Then you could move in that direction. But that means that the United States has got to get involved in talking with the DPRK on the overall issues that separate these two countries.
Okay, let's see how this pans out. That's William Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us via Skype from Leesburg. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.